Log in to rogmusicafrica.com.
We keeping it A+. A for Afro Beats.
Heard that?
When Airtel says, data is life. Believe it, because we've got you covered. For life. Airtel, now the network with the widest 4G coverage in Nigeria. Visit any Airtel shop to upgrade your SIM to a 4G SIM and get free 4GB data.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
World famous, we right back. It's your boy Cake Man, Moti Cakes. Incredible, no chiz on the breakdown, all right? And you know what we do over here, like we try to break down these hit records. You know, we get superstars coming through. You know, just, you know, trying to top their intellect, you know, see what's going on in their world, you know? And it's not every day we got a 2-for-1 special. You know, it's not every day we have talent in the bag, all right? We got DNA in the building.
Hey, Ushi, we out here, man. Shout out to you, boss, man. Thanks for having us, man.
Nah, it's a pleasure, man. You guys are just looking like some superstars that just came back from, like, Dubai. You guys just shut down Dubai, like, yesterday. That's what's going on.
Soon come.
Huh? So it's been an incredible start to your career already, you know, making waves amongst different demographics, different countries, you know, and you got a big deal, you know, Maven came through and you've been shining ever since, right?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do really quickly is I want you to tell me about this new record and then I want you guys to break down the lyrics, okay? So we just do like, you give me like 4 bars and then I just ask you like a question, random question, and then you just give me 4 more.
Sure.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, so basically the title of the song we just dropped is Cinnamon, and it literally talks about like a guy who is accepting the fact that he's a bad boy to his babe, do you understand, but still telling her that last is still you, do you understand, you're still my comeback to like person, like at the end of the day and everything. So I mean,
yeah, and it could also mean like, I mean like that person that everybody calls a cinnamon because he likes a particular person that they don't seem to understand it, right? But like, he still likes that girl, like, even though everybody's saying no, not her, why her, why she, do you get what I mean? So, but like, he's called a cinnamon because like he likes her and he still can't leave her, do you get what I mean? So
all right, let's start with the first question. What's your preference? What do you say your preference is
when it comes to what,
in terms of what?
Well, I mean the women and stuff.
Oh.
I mean, considering, man, the fact of what you just explained and stuff, yeah, so what would you say stands out for you though?
Okay, like for me, man, personally, this is Clinton basically, yeah. So I like ass, man, I don't even lie, man. Right? Yeah, man. But at the same time, if you have ass and you don't have the brains, man, zero, man. So I have to be able to know that you and I can have a conversation, you get, like we could talk and, you know, talk about business, like how can we make money together. But if you're not, if you're all about the ass and the big boobs and you ain't got nothing up there, yeah, you get me? No.
Yeah,
zero, man.
I'd say, yeah, I'm Blair, by the way. I'd say I like intellect, man, like an intellectual, just like he said as well, intellectual conversation, man. I mean, I think that drives, that's like the starter first, do you understand? But when we're talking about body wise, all that stuff,
since you guys got famous, who has had more situations?
What kind of situations?
Who has had more situations?
I would say is Blair has a lot of situations.
Who is the manager between the two of them? Which one is giving you the most problems nowadays? Like, who do you have to have that talk with before you guys go for a show?
Say the real truth.
Before you enter, who do you have? No, because the people want to know, man. Because you know, you guys are twins, but you guys are not twins. You know what I'm saying? You guys are individuals, man. So what would you say differentiates you guys the most, though? Like,
I can't even tell, man. To be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you guys always been like best friends and stuff?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Forever, man. Really? Since we're born, bro.
Wow, man. Epic.
Before we're born.
Wow, nice.
Where did you guys grow up in? Where did you guys grow up?
Man, Baba, see, we grew up everywhere.
Man. I swear, because yeah, like, Abuja, like mostly in Abuja, to be honest. But right? We've lived in Imo State, we've lived in Benue State.
Right? Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys are true Nigerians, okay?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
Okay, so since we're supposed to talk about these lyrics, but I'm just jumping into this. We're doing shotgun questions. So you guys consider yourself proud Nigerians?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Like you guys wave the fly the flag high everywhere you guys go, right? Like outside of where you guys represent.
Yeah, definitely.
So if I was like a stranger, like let's say I was from like Norway or something, and I asked you, what are three things your country is known for? What would be your response?
First things first, I'd say the music, Africa, music, Afrobeat music, man.
Well, we're talking about Nigeria though, but yes, it's still.
Yeah, Nigerian music, man. Nigerian music rules the world and it's still going to be way bigger, do you understand? Right. Like in a few. So, but like, yeah, music is one. The food.
And right.
Yeah, the food is good. I love the food, man. Like personally, man. Like since I came to Lagos, I think like I've, for some weird reason, been stuck on Amala, man. Amala is just a dope thing.
Yeah, it's epic. It's necessary.
I'm up for that, man.
I think the third thing would be the fact that we have different languages.
Yeah, we do have a lot of languages,
like a
right?
whole lot.
Like how do we have 570 languages, bro? Like, is it 520? One of the above.
How many languages can you guys speak?
Wow. Zero.
Well, you made sure you were really good at that one, English, Abi.
I swear, man. Yeah, I mean, like, with Fiji, Boss Pidgin and shit now. Yeah. Aside
but, like, Igbo, Yoruba, none of that.
We're Igbo, but we understand Igbo very well. I know it's a very, very bad thing. Yeah, we understand Igbo very well, but, like, we're not fluent at speaking.
Right.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
all right, let's jump right into this record real quick. So, just give me, like, 4-8 bars, like, the first verse.
Okay.
Let's see.
Alright, let's go.
Baby, Monday, not the boost day. Tuesday, not the chill day. We go rendezvous to the Sunday. Baby, what's the woo? We go by the woo. Carry my money. Hey. Flex with you, honey. Hey. Bring that your body. Hey. Aria, honey. Hey. Carry my money. Hey. Flex with you, honey. Hey. Bring that your body. Hey. Aria, honey, I'm a sinner, man. Yeah. I don't feel live fam now.
Cheek.
Yeah, jeez. Oh my God.
Wow, that was epic, man. So, wait, I have a feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you guys are adding to the problem of this Instagram epidemic that is busting out here.
Which
like
one
I feel you're like feeding this fire on
which
this Instagram.
Which one?
See, guys, you guys are causing issues. So, what do you have to say about this influx of like Instagram
models?
I was gonna say entrepreneurs or whatever, but let's say you know, these Instagram people that are springing up everywhere. What would you say?
Like Instagram models.
I'm saying like the girls guys are dancing to your videos.
Oh,
the influx of how many like 3 years ago there weren't this many girls on Instagram.
Yeah, man,
dancing to videos and stuff. So are you for it or are you?
I mean, it's the social media age, man. I mean,
well, to be honest, I'm for it though. I'm for it. Like, do you understand? But as long as you're doing it and you're still keeping it real, man. Like, keeping it real is the most important thing because like a lot of people on social media, everybody these days is an influencer. You see on somebody's page, oh, social media influencer, brand influencer. Oh, this like I mean, but like if once you can keep it real, do your dance stuff and you know let people see the real you. Right. Don't give it something that is not like get on the way we see one babe on top IG like this like. She was fine, looking all nice and all. Baba, when we met this girl, linked up with her, bro, like, it was stories. We're hearing
wow,
stories.
See, bro, you're just opening so many different ones. Please tell me about this.
Yeah, I'm shy exposed
you
yourself.
About stories.
How frequently, what percentage of your DMs do you say you activate? Like, clearly you get a lot of fan mail and stuff. So how many do you, like you know, follow up with and stuff?
I mean, I think it'll be around 40%.
Wow.
No, I don't think so, bro. I think it's like 60%.
Wow, that's even worse, 60. Bro.
No, it's 60.
Wait, you know what? Let's
of your personal DMs.
Like, of your personal DMs, how many of them do you, like, you know, nah, follow up with? Like, maybe
okay,
meet in person.
To be honest, right? Like,
invite to parties.
No. We don't do all of that, like, all the time, basically. Like,
No.
Yeah. No, chill. Listen, bro. So, right, hear what I'm saying.
All right.
So, basically,
it's good, like, as an artist to, you know, communicate with your fans or, yeah, or people that call themselves your fans.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to keep up with the chats. You right. can just at least sometimes say hello and acknowledge yeah, that, you know, they sent it. So right, that's what I mean when I say what about
fan giveaways? What's the, like, craziest thing you've given to a fan?
An iPhone X when it newly came out.
Where what was yeah. happening? What made you?
We're promoting. What song was that? Was it How Can or Queen. Queen? Yeah, Queen.
One okay, of,
yeah,
he did like a little thing and gave
yeah.
out away.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Giveaway.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about to your personal, like, girlfriends and stuff? What's the craziest thing? Have you ever bought, like, recharge card? Like, how much?
I bought my girl a yacht.
Have you bought her? Huh?
I bought my girl a yacht.
Like a table sized one, like a poster of something she can hang on a wall kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just speaking it into, like, existence. Whether existence or no existence, I buy myself a yacht, buy first. My mom a yacht.
First, I mean, before, priorities.
Like, I swear.
Wait, but you said your girl now. Did you say your
that's
girl?
What, see, I'm using this to figure out which one of you is the one spending all you guys' money. That's what I'm trying to figure out. All right, what would you say? What's your, how do you spend most of your, like, your time on your phone? Like, what do you use all your data for? What percentages are we going for?
Personally, I'd say I spend most of my data on probably my, like, maybe Apple Music.
Oh, really? You stream a lot of surfing, music and,
like,
stuff?
Yeah, surfing, like, for different songs.
Okay.
And then Instagram. But then Instagram is really, really distracting, actually.
Fam.
Like, it's so distracting. But people don't understand it yet. But maybe when they get to do, by the time they've probably sacked you from your office or some shit, then they'll probably get. But yeah, it's really distracting.
I worry about you. Like, how much of your time, what do you spend your phone time doing?
To be very honest, like, I'm the Instagram guy sometimes. Like, I'm, like,
forever scrolling down, man.
Not forever,
scrolling
not
up.
Forever, not forever.
Nah,
not
it's
not
only
forever.
You, man. Don't worry. A lot of people
yeah,
is in this.
But, like, I'm always, like, you know, checking out what's happening, what's good, what's new. And then I listen to a lot of music as well. But to be honest, on my new phone, on my current phone, I don't have an iPhone and an iTunes subscription and all
right,
that stuff because
right.
I really don't want to yet. But yeah, I'll say Instagram, Twitter, social media basically, because, and then phone calls. I make phone calls to, you know, the important people I should make phone
right,
calls to.
You know, make that real connection, not just
yeah,
WhatsApp,
yeah,
not
yeah,
just
no.
hitting them over
link
half
up.
Half.
Trust me, bro, my WhatsApp is so filled up. I don't even, I can't keep up with WhatsApp
right.
messages, man. Like, it's crazy. So perfect. I'd rather just make calls, man. Like, you know, so.
All right, there you have it. We still in the building DNA.
Oh, are
we gonna jump into the last part of the song? So just
yeah.
hit us with the last part of the song.
My caro, see, I won't make you my caro. I go follow anywhere you go, cause you're giving me joy of a dose, yo. See, I'm a sinner, 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 man. Yeah. I know feel if I'm, live I'm, live I'm, live I'm, nah. I'm a sinner, 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 man. Yeah. I know feel if I'm, live I'm, live I'm, live I'm, nah. Yeah. See, monkey no fine, but he mama like him. Super sweet in a money killer. For the mass, now we the solver. DNA, now them they test them. See, monkey no fine, but he mama like him. Super sweet in a money killer. For the mass, now we the.
Alright, there you have it, DNA.
Song, man.
Alright, so we're just gonna do a quick fire round of questions. Alright,
yeah.
Top three related.
Let's do this.
So let's start with this one. Who do you consider top three producers? You know what?
Individually or
yeah.
together?
I mean, do you guys want to do like a brainstorm session first?
Well, Killer Tunes is part of it. I know that
right.
for sure.
Okay.
Killer Tunes
this year. Who else?
Spells.
Yeah. Baby Fresh. Baby Fresh came
through
this year.
In 2018.
So we're going for that top three?
2018, yeah.
Mm. All right. Okay, okay.
Wait, there are some people we're not mentioning, guys. Wait, there are a lot of.
Stop the video and start again. Or just take a picture. bro, there are a lot of people.
Let's
not
like,
shake. This table is very strong.
I swear,
okay.
I beg.
All right, let's take it up a notch. Who do you consider top three artists 2018?
Crazy. Tiwa Savage, Wizkid, Burna Boy, Davido.
But well, I'd say Burna Boy,
right.
Wizkid, and Tiwa.
Tiwa's been on fire the entire year, bro.
Trust me.
She's making this thing look too easy.
From January to December, she's been on it.
All right, let's talk about this. What do you consider a hit song? Like, how do you know this song is a hit song? What are the factors that?
Okay, first of all, to be honest, it has to be good music, and no, like good music is something that is, you know, generally accepted by everyone that,
fine,
you know,
fine,
they listen
fair,
to
fair.
It and can move to it. So I mean, like, if it's generally accepted, it's good music. And if it, the instrumental, the beat has to be fire,
right?
You know what I mean? So like, well, personally, I'd say if you have like a melody or a lyric that stands out, do you understand? That is easy for people to like, a sweet, repetitive melody or lyric,
or that people can relate to as well.
Yeah, something that people can relate to as well. I mean, like, that's how
All right, that's fair enough. Now let's take it one more step up. Who do you consider top three DJs in 2018?
Spinel is one of them. Definitely. DJ Copy. I like DJ Copy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what anybody says about
too,
her.
Man, like, big
we
fans,
love
man.
Her.
Big fans, man.
We're
nah,
big
I like
fans.
Her too. I mean, I like her.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's turn up music. Like, that's what
yeah,
I say.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, man. She's doing her thing, man. And to be honest, we give it to her because, like, even in the midst of everything, man, she's still pushing and you're still hearing her name and you're still Jonathan, man. She's trying, man. So, I mean, I give it to her personally.
Oh, so, one more person.
DJ Big N.
Okay, very smart of him.
DJ Big N.
He's outside.
DJ Big N.
Yeah, I mean, shout out Big N.
DJ Big N is outside.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I love his energy as well. Big record. The My Dear joint brought Don Jazzy out of retirement.
Yeah, man, that My Dear joint, damn, crazy.
All right, so there we have it, man. It's been a pleasure, you know, for y'all sticking
bro,
around.
Bro, thank you so much,
thank you so much for having us. Thanks
real
for
quick,
having
just,
appreciate
you know,
it.
Send a message to the fans and drop your socials, and we out.
Okay, guys, it's DNA out here, man. Thank you so much for listening. Stay blessed. Follow us on Instagram. It's DNA, that is ITZ underscore DNA on Instagram and on Twitter.
Yes, that's right. And don't forget, guys, trust me, man. I don't know how y'all want to do it, but just get ready for 2019, because, like, I mean, the wait is over, man, officially, man. So
ready,
just
man.
Watch out for DNA. Everything is going to be fire, I promise you guys. But all the people that have been asking, what's up, where these DNA boys now, what's going on, you know, so it's time, man.
Yeah. All right, there you have it.
One love.
Yo, appreciate it. Thanks for coming through, man.
Thank you so much for having us, bro.
You're so bright out here.
If you're looking for a party, we are the party. This is an exclusive from ROG Music Africa.
Data is life.